Well, the big breaking international story of the moment is the date being set for the Pope's resignation. Pope Benedict will be stepping down at the end of this month. I want to speak to Michael Kelly, who's the editor of the Irish Catholic. Michael, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Frank.
How surprised are you by this announcement, Michael?
This is surprising, Frank. I mean, this is the first time a Pope has resigned since 1415, so it's not something that happens every day by any stretch of the imagination. There had been some discussion about 2 years ago that Benedict might resign, that he might step down. He's quite a pragmatic man by nature, and I think he's showing this pragmatism now in announcing that he's going to resign, that he's going to step down, and that the cardinals will have to choose a new pope.
Does he simply not feel up to the task?
I think he's 85 years of age. I think he's a man who he's a man who was elected pope when he was 78. I think it's no secret that it's not a job he ever really wanted or canvassed for. In fact, 3 years before he was elected, he had asked to resign as a cardinal, which more than certainly would have excluded him from a candidacy for the papacy. That wasn't accepted by John Paul II at the time. So I think he's saying he's 85 years of age. He's had difficulty walking in recent months. I think he wants to resign and give the cardinals an opportunity to choose a new pope at this time rather than perhaps linger on in increasingly worse health.
He's had a very difficult time as pope. Do you think that impacted on his decision?
I think it certainly impacted on his wider health and his wider sense around the role. I mean, his tenure has been marked, obviously, by many joyful events, by many happy events, including the beatification of his predecessor and many visits around the world. But I think also there has been the spectre of clerical sexual abuse, something in the church which was certainly not of Pope Benedict's making, but nonetheless that he had to address in every country he visited, obviously writing a letter to the Catholics of Ireland to address the issue as well. I think this is something that has weighed very heavily upon him. So I think it certainly has contributed to his declining health, and I suppose contributed maybe to his feeling that it's time for the Cardinals to choose another man, and perhaps choose a younger man, because let's remember, he is 85. He was 78 when he was elected. That's a time in people's lives when, by any stretch of the imagination, people have put their feet up. I think that's something that the Cardinals should reflect upon in terms of the sort of person they're going to choose to replace Benedict. Is it really fair to ask of a man of that age, to ask of a man of 78 years of age, to take on the onerous task of leading the world's Catholics?
Do you feel he may have been advised, or would this simply be a personal decision?
I would feel it's probably a personal decision, because if anything, the kind of people around Benedict in the Roman Curia would be kind of status quo people. They would probably be advising him to stay on. So I would say this is very much his own decision, very much a decision of a willful pope, because the instinct in Rome would be to stay on. As I say, it's around 700 years since this has happened before. They don't really do innovation in the Roman Curia. So I suspect this is very much his own decision, and a decision that probably there's some reluctance about in the Vatican.
When John Paul II died, there was open mourning in Ireland. When this Pope steps down, will there be a sense of regret, or will there be people just saying, right, just let's see who's next? If John Paul had stepped down, they would have been hugely disappointed. But will the Irish Catholics just see this Pope as someone who held office and who's now being replaced? They don't seem to have had the affiliation with them that they've had with previous popes.
I think it's fair to say that there hasn't been the affection for Pope Benedict that there was for John Paul II. A number of factors, I suppose. John Paul II was Pope for 26 years. He visited Ireland for many Catholics, particularly younger Catholics. He marked their entire experience of the Church. I think also John Paul II's prolonged illness, the suffering and the courage he showed in still leading the Church in the midst of immense suffering, I think that is also an issue. Many people admired that. Many people looked up to him as an example of how to continue, even in old age. Benedict, people have looked at him very differently in a way. People haven't had the same opportunity to get to know him. But nonetheless, what his visits overseas, his visits to Britain, his visits to the Holy Land, different places, have shown that when people get a chance to see Pope Benedict up close and personal, if you like, there is warmth for him. There is that affection for him. Probably not to the same intensity of John Paul II, that's for sure. But a very different character, a much shyer man, obviously. John Paul II took to the international stage in a much more energetic way. And again, John Paul was 58 when he was elected. Benedict was 78, so that was a major factor as well.
Any chance of the next holder of office being a non-European pope?
I think there's every chance of that. There was a lot of speculation in the last conclave that elected Benedict in 2005 that the cardinals would look to Latin America, or perhaps that the cardinals would look to Africa, would look to the developing world. That didn't happen in 2005. I think there's more potential for that to happen now.
And what does happen now? Will the wheels already be in place from this announcement, or do they have to wait until the 28th before they can put them in motion?
They have to wait until the 28th. Effectively, what will happen on the 28th, even though the Pope obviously has not died, it will be as if the Pope died on February the 28th. What they call in church law a period of sede vacante will begin. That means that the See of St. Peter will be vacant, because even though the Pope hasn't died, because he has resigned the papacy as of the 28th, that will mean effectively the same thing. The See of St. Peter will be vacant.
And do you have a favourite? Do you have someone who we should be putting our money on?
At this stage, Frank, it's really so difficult to know, because it's not expected. There hasn't really been much speculation around it. There really hasn't. It will all depend on the mood that the Cardinals are in. Obviously, most of the members of the College of Cardinals are men very similar Benedict and similar to John Paul II. So if you're expecting a massive mold break, I don't think that will be the case, but I think it's far too soon to say who might be the front runners.
Would you expect to see a new pope before Easter?
I would expect so.
Okay, Michael, thanks very much for your time. Thank you.
Okay, Frank.
There's no doubting what the main story will be in the Irish Catholic this week, and it'll be the main story in all the papers tomorrow morning. The Pope announcing that he is to resign on the 28th of February. First time in the modern era that a Pope has stepped down while in office. Very elderly Pope, of course, Pope Benedict, a German Pope. And it'll be interesting to see if indeed, as the contributor to Sky was suggesting a little earlier, that it would probably be an Italian next time round. Might it be a non-European? We've had a German, there was a Polish Pope, of course, before that. The Italians have dominated the papacy in the past. But really interesting to see if the next Pope is from outside of Europe. You can let us know what you think. 90-333-105. 90-333-105. Indeed, did Pope Benedict impact on you at all? You can let us know. Maybe you have his picture up in your house, as very often Catholics do, of the Pope. Did you go that far as this Pope was concerned, or was that something that was only done in the past up until the passing of Pope John Paul II? You can let us know. 90-333-105, 077-66-105-105. Easing our way through the day, good morning to you. You're listening to U105.